Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 44. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for mix of rain and freezing rain. Lows dip down to about 29. Slight chance for freezing drizzle. Tomorrow 40. Lots of sunshine. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Midrack and Opportunities, I'm Andy Hoosier, inspired by Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, at the federal level. The Kansas State Legislature has officially opened up a new portal on their KS Legislature website, known as COGE, for their Committee on Government Efficiency, allowing individuals across the state of Kansas to input their thoughts on where they think there could be wasteful spending at the statewide level.
And we just opened the portal on Friday without really promoting it, and we had almost 500 submissions by Monday morning. And so we're excited for what I want people to input. So I would even say to your listeners, if you're engaging with the Kansas government in any way that you feel that they could be done better, and it could be something as simple as licensing, permitting, you know, your thing, whatever it is, we want to know about it, because if we can make it better, we want to do that.
That was Senate President Ty Masterson on WIBW News. For more information on the COGE department, you can go to kslegislature.org. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion.
Your home for all the latest in Kansas, regional, and national agricultural news is the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck. Join me daily for the latest ag news, statewide weather, and hourly commodity market updates. Also join agriculture radio legend Larry Steckline both Tuesdays and Fridays for a deep dive into the world of agriculture with the Steckline Report. The Mid-America Ag Network has been a seven-state region trusted source for everything in the world of agriculture for 20 years. So join us daily through our many great affiliates on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Stormont Vale Health System has hosted a behavioral health symposium talking about, quote, the age of distraction and ways to get children both involved in education again and how to get away from certain technology and their obsession with screen time.
Presentation has been a lot about how art and music can help, encourage attendance in school, and it lowers disciplinary reports, and it gets them kind of using different parts of their brain that they don't always use. And screen time affects kids, particularly young infants, how a lot of it has been shown to not be beneficial. It's pretty important. I work as a charge nurse for the Stormont Vale Behavioral Health Care Units, both over the adolescent and the adult unit. This stuff is things that I see every day when I'm at work.
They say much of the focus was on solutions and resources for both parents and the students. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says they are working on placing new quote-unquote guardrails on different programs within the agency, hoping to stop the misuse of public funds, especially those that serve young Nebraskans that may have autism. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the Department of Health and Human Services did sign off by issuing new cost controls and guidelines that are related to their Applied Behavioral Analysis, or their ABA, which is a Medicaid service for youth that have state experience. expenses for over three-year periods, where they say that the prices have skyrocketed by more than 1,000%. Opponents of the plan say that there have been no evidence of fraud or abuse and say that it would create more difficulty for those getting reimbursed for the Medicaid plan. However, supporters of the idea say that other states have had federal audits with multi-million dollar fines against their own state's Medicaid coverage behavioral health programs. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Thank you for calling Big Tech. Your wait time is approximately 25 minutes.
This Valentine's Day, break up with the big guys and fall in love with faster, more reliable internet connection with Blue Valley Technologies. It's okay for things to move fast with symmetrical speeds and no data caps. We'll always be here for you with our 24/7 technical support. If you're looking for a lasting internet connection, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Dr. Tyler Shriver with Hanover Community Hospital is our public affairs guest this weekend as he introduces himself to the community.
Well, my name is Tyler Shriver. I moved from Salina and did my residency there. I've been working at Hanover Hospital since about beginning of August, middle of August of 2024. It's been going pretty well, kind of getting settled in, attempting to kind of remember everyone's names and figure out who everyone is. It's been going well. We've been seeing a lot of colds going around recently, but kind of par for the course for whatever, end of January, mid-February.
Dr. Shriver talks about services offered.
I think it kind of depends, like if it's during a regular kind of clinic day, if, you know, something's been going on and you've tried some stuff at home and you just don't feel right about it, I don't think it ever really hurts to just come in and get checked in on something new and different. If it's on like the weekend and, you know, the emergency room costs are obviously more than clinic, and so you don't want to hurt your bank account too much there. But if you're feeling pretty sick, then I always rather have somebody come in and get checked than wait a couple days, because then sometimes things get worse over those couple of days and it's harder to recover and it's a little bit more risky. So if you've tried some things at home and it's just not going well or things are getting worse, I always just say I'd rather you come in and me tell you everything's fine and that you can go home and take care of it there than have you wait a couple of days and things get significantly worse.
Join the conversation with our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY with our guest, Dr. Tyler Shriver of Hanover Community Hospital.
It's kind of cold and flu season. I mean, the big thing is just everyone, it's important for everyone to kind of stay up to date. I know here in the next year, we're going to try and get some of our Medicare patients in for Medicare wellness visits, which are essentially a free visit covered by Medicare, but it's kind of a weird visit. You can't really do labs and stuff during that visit, so we have people come in and do them before, and we can talk about the labs during the visit, but it's not, it's meant to kind of check in on all of your kind of chronic illnesses, not really a cold during that, but our plan is to get those going, and it's important for Medicare patients to come in and get those done once a year.
Marysville High School winter formal is Saturday, with the Queen and King candidates announced and crowned Friday during halftime of the boys' basketball game. Queen candidates are Grace Turner, Michaela Nolte, Sarah Nemec, Grayson Ketter, and Braylee Fritz. King candidates Jordan Miller, Rhett Wurtenberger, Mason Rader, Jet Keller, and Taven Wilson. Norbert F. Bramlage, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial Saturday at 1:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8 p.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Norbert Bramlage. Rodney E. Bullmeyer passed away Monday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Graveside service will follow at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Rodney Bullmeyer.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and blushing pears. Monday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Some freezing drizzle possible overnight tonight with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Some freezing drizzle possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Sunday, then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy skies into Monday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, then mostly cloudy skies with some snow showers throughout Monday night with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Snow showers will continue off and on throughout Tuesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s, then more snow showers may continue throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the single digits. Still some snow showers possible into Wednesday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s and more flurries possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:28, sunset this evening at 5:55. It's 25 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
MHS alumni, don't wait. The Black and Red Social is happening March 29th. If you get your tickets by February 16th, you'll save. Early bird tickets are just $20. After that, they'll go up to $25. Want to sit with your classmates? Reserve a table for 8 for just $200. Enjoy a great meal, music, and an update what's going on with the new alumni board. Get your tickets now. Visit our Facebook page or mail payments to P.O. Box 305, Marysville, Kansas. For questions, contact me, Ben Throm, at 785-713-1780 or message us on Facebook.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a couple of Ford F-150 pickups, a 2023 and 2022 model. They're new truck trades. They have a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a one-owner trade, and a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT. It's priced right and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
I'm Jim Bass. Well, Luka Doncic will make his Lakers debut on Monday against the Jazz. No worries of late for L.A. as LeBron is steering the ship.
One-on-one against Buddy Hield. LeBron's three-pointer. Good! Huge three by LeBron, and that could do it. 115-106. LeBron has 42 points, 17 rebounds, and 7 assists.
I'd say that's a healthy line, right? Fifth game of 40-plus points after reaching the age of 40, most all time. Helps the Lakers beat the Warriors 120-112. They won 4 straight and 10 of 12. Luka's former team, the Mavs, get an impressive win as Klay Thompson scored 25-23 in the first half. Mavs over the Celtics. Anthony Edwards, 41, 7 boards, 6 assists. Minnesota rallies to beat Houston 127-114. Nikola Jokic, 24, triple-double helps. Denver beat Orlando 112-90. Anthony Simons, 30. Blazers have won 6 straight and 10 of 11. 108-102 over the Kings. Pascal Siakam, 33. Pacers rally from 22 down. Best the Clippers, 119-112. From the NFL, Bills quarterback Josh Allen beats a Ravens QB Lamar Jackson for MVP. He's the first player in 21 seasons to capture MVP honors after not being named first team All-Pro. The vote wound up being the closest since Matt Ryan beat Tom Brady in 2016. Saquon Barkley, Offensive Player of the Year. Patrick Sertan, Defensive Player of the Year. And Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Sterling Sharp. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class, smallest induction class in 20 years. From the NHL, Alex Ovechkin scores his 879th career within 16 of Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record.
What if every Valentine's Day gift you bought earned something back for yourself? Well, it can if you shop Macy's One Day Sale. You can save 40 to 60% on fine jewelry, designer handbags, and more. Plus, you can earn faster during Star Money Bonus Days this weekend only. Let our gift guide help you find the perfect gift for the loves in your life and earn star money for yourself. What's not to love? But don't wait. It's all happening today at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply, including gift cards, services, and fees.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Friday night basketball action. Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. Girls and boys live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Chapman. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley. Saturday, Marysville hosting Centralia. Makeup games. JV tips off at 10. Girls varsity should be about 11:30. Boys to follow live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Lynn tips off at Canton Galva. Also Saturday, Kansas State basketball tip at 1 o'clock, live on FM 95.5.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks were mixed Thursday. The Dow Jones fell 126 points to finish at 44,748. The S&P 500 gained a third of a percent, while rising tech stocks drove the NASDAQ composite higher by 0.5%. Mortgage rates have slipped to their lowest level of the year, a hint of relief for prospective homebuyers. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed fell to 6.89% this week, but rates remain elevated enough to hinder normal levels of buying and selling. House hunters looking for demographic data on a potential new hometown may be out of luck. It isn't clear whether it's a technical glitch or whether the U.S. Census Bureau has fallen under a new White House information blackout, but census data has been unavailable. Sunday's Super Bowl could break records in legal sports betting, partly because more states than ever before have legalized gambling on sports. The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans will wager $1.39 billion on the game. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Friday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Well, Larry, what's the latest?
We know the livestock market is in pretty good shape. As far as cattle and hogs are concerned, the numbers are okay. Naturally, with the prices the way they are, you'd think maybe we'd start to increase numbers, and we don't even know how much it's happening. More than anything else, common sense to tell you that it probably is. So in the meantime, what about the old grain market? Well, I got to tell you, there's one outfit that's going to help us, and that's Russia. Their drought, which I knew was in progress, was to the extent that it is. I've got a map here that shows their terrible drought area, and it's the entire western portion, and a good part of that is wheat country. And so consequently, they're going to be lowering their export expectations, and that, my friends, could help us somewhat depending upon what happens from here on out with moisture in their part of the country. Now, here's something interesting. A lot of people, especially on computers anymore, give a thumbs up if they're in favor or something. Does that make a contract? A judge in Canada says it's a deal. A thumbs up, which a farmer did on pricing his product to a buyer, gave a thumbs up, and guess what? The judge ruled that that was a contract. So there you go. We've got all these things happening with the computer nowadays. I didn't think that one would stick, but it sure did. So, friends, if you want to try it, I think I'm going to wait a while yet. But in any event, if you want to try it, give it a thumbs up and see if that contract will stand. Okay? See you on the next Steckline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Winter's unruly weather forces wildlife to rely on their unique physiological adaptations to survive conditions. K-State Extension wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts reviews the different kinds of coats animals possess to keep their body temperature regulated.
As far as the hair and feathers go, if we're thinking about the insulation, just really the way that they grow, the different types of hair and feathers that one animal can have really increases their insulative properties. So we usually see either down on a bird or under fur on a mammal up close to the body that's much more fluffy and soft and traps air, whereas we see guard hairs on a mammal or, you know, those tougher flight type feathers on the outside of a bird that are more protective.
He discusses more physical features and habits animals use to combat the cold, starting with waterfowl.
One of them is there's not much tissue inside the feet or the legs, so they do what we call countercurrent exchange with their circulation of blood so that that cold blood that's in their feet and legs doesn't come back and really mix with the warm blood in their body. So they're able to keep that cold blood outside and stay warm. They'll also pull their feet or their leg maybe one at a time up to their body so that their feathers underneath of them are insulating that foot and leg. They'll also sometimes just sit down on the snow or the ice to accomplish that same thing for both legs at a time. Another thing that we can see with those birds is where a goose or a duck or other birds may turn their head all the way around and shove their bill underneath the feathers on their back. And when they're doing that, they're using the feathers back there to insulate their bill, and it's also allowing them to breathe that air that's trapped against their body that's pre-warmed.
Ricketts explains some of the extreme lengths animals will go to stay warm.
We see lots of birds and a few mammals that will migrate to warmer areas where they can get away from the conditions. Of course, this uses a whole lot of resources, so that's something that they have to be really adapted to do. Also, hibernating. So staying in the same place, but getting away from that cold by maybe going down into the ground. A less extreme version of hibernating is what we would call winter torpor. So in hibernation, their heart rate slows down and their breathing slows down so much that it's just incredible. And their body temperature can get down to almost freezing. With torpor, everything slows down, their body temperature reduces, but it's not nearly as extreme.
That was K-State Extension wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts on how wildlife brave winter months. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, February the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. on the cow-calf pairs, bred heifers, and spring calving cows. There will be over 175 cow-calf pairs and mixed consignments of black and red cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, featuring 50 red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with big fall red Angus calves by side. There will be 40 black and red cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with October up to January calves. First and second calf heifers include over 150 black, red Angus, and Hereford heifers for mixed consignments, including 40 black, red, and Charley 3-year-olds and 25 red Angus 3-year-olds, all bred for early March and April calving. Spring bred cows include over 200, mostly black and red cows. They'll be 3 years to older, bred for March and April calves. Also offered will be 3 Angus bulls. They'll be 16 months and 3 years of age. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 12th at the Manhattan Commission Company starting at 11 a.m., please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Hoping for an early spring? February Weather Lore says be careful what you wish for. A closer look at the old-time wisdom from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 7th, the 38th day of the year. Writers Charles Dickens and Laura Ingalls Wilder were both born on this day. In a week or two, many of us will be watching for robins, starting seeds, and hoping for an early spring. But it's interesting to note that centuries of weather lore warn against it. Take these proverbs, for example. If February give much snow, a fine summer it does for show. All the months of the year, curse of fair February-er. And if February brings no rain, 'tis neither good for grass nor grain. There's good reason to be suspicious of fair weather for February. A blanket of snow is crucial for the growing season ahead. It insulates root systems, prevents frost heaving, and replenishes the groundwater supply. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
From KNDY and 25 degrees this hour. Milder today, highs low to mid-40s again, then a little bit cooler temps, seasonal highs in the 30s Saturday into Sunday.
I'm Tim Speck with your latest Mid-America Network sports update. As again, there was not much going on yesterday for a Thursday. Now, in the world of softball, though, there was quite a bit as the KU Jayhawks are 0-2, unfortunately, after dropping two. First to Clemson, 4-3, and then to Florida Atlantic University, 3-2. There are two more games today against Wisconsin and Missouri State later this afternoon. Wichita State softball also has two games today to kick off their season, once against Northern Illinois, as well as Grand Canyon later this afternoon. K-State and KU have the Sunflower Showdown tomorrow in Manhattan. Head coach Jerome Tang for the Wildcats gave his thoughts on how slowing down Hunter Dickinson should be.
We are. We're going to need, just need more bodies against him, you know, and he's such a good player, and you got, you know, I mean, it's, you have to make him work for everything, and doing that, you're going to pick up some fouls and stuff, so you need more bodies.
That game will tip off at 1 p.m. from Brainledge Coliseum on Saturday.
Thursday night basketball finals. Washington County girls took Republic County 47-42, while the Washington County boys fell to Republic County 50-48. Marysville High wrestlers lost hosting Concordia Thursday 64-17. Wins for Busman, Wetter, and Cromie. Losses for Hirschlag, Waters, Rose, Height, and Bush. Marysville girls, their first dual victory in school history, hosting Concordia Thursday. Wins for Schoonmaker, Hubbard, Throm, and Johnson. Open positions, Cromie, Sevilla, and Brashears. Marysville wrestlers at Silver Lake, Saturday. Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. Girls and boys live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Chapman. Frankfort travels to Blue Valley. Saturday, Marysville hosting Centralia. Makeup games. JV tips off at 10. Girls varsity should be about 11:30. Boys to follow. Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lynn tips off at Canton Galva. Also Saturday, Kansas. Kansas State basketball tip at 1 o'clock. Live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.